It began with a workshop in April of this year, and through the summer I practiced and I did different media events in preparation. I also did some extensive studying, and eventually the contest was in the beginning of August, and the competition consisted of a mock media interview, a retail demonstration, which was sort of like a mock consumer promotion event. I also did an issues response, which was a 250-word response to an article promoting a negative image of the beef industry, so the response was correcting that. I also had an education and outreach part of this program, and that was a social media engagement, which is my beef blog, which is the mooplace.blogspot.com. I also did some classroom presentations at Kinston Elementary School and the Elba Rec Center.
You're getting ready for the national competition, I understand. That's coming up here in September, so what are some of the things you're trying to get done before then?
The national competition consists of a lot of similar events to the state competition, except I have to have more. I've done a media interview. I have also done some more classroom presentations and a lot more studying.
Sounds good. Now, give us a little idea. What's your background in the beef industry or the cattle industry?
I've been involved with competitive public speaking throughout the years. I've done the Alabama Junior Cattlemen's Association Public Speaking Contest. I've won that 7 years in a row. However, I've been looking for something more out of my experience with beef production, which is face-to-face consumer interactions, and that's what the Beef Ambassador Program is doing for me.
Fantastic. Well, Amanda, I want to say congratulations, first of all, for being selected as the Alabama Beef Ambassador, and we wish you all good luck come to the national contest this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.